Welcome back to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the tech world's most complex topics, unravel them, and, well, sometimes we just nerd out, right, Jamie?
Absolutely, Alex. And today we're embarking on a journey into the heart of tech systems, database migrations. It's like moving house, but in the digital world, and somehow it's even more stressful.
That's one way to put it, Jamie. Database migrations are indeed critical for evolving applications and scaling infrastructure without losing your digital furniture. It's all about moving data, schema, or both, from one environment to another with minimal downtime.
Downtime? You mean that dreaded moment when an app says, "Sorry, we're updating," and nothing works?
Exactly. And in today's episode, Mastering Database Migration Strategies, Zero Downtime to Success, we'll explore how to avoid those moments. We'll dive into strategies from blue-green deployments to change data capture, and I promise we'll keep it as light as a feather, or at least as light as database talk can be.
Light as a database row. So, Alex, for someone like me and our listeners who might not do this daily, why does database migration matter so much?
Great question. Imagine your database is like the engine of your car. As your journey evolves, maybe you're driving more or you need better performance, you might need a more powerful engine or even a different type of fuel. Database migration is similar. Whether it's because of increased data volume, a need for better performance, or a shift in technology like moving to the cloud, migration ensures your application can handle these new demands.
I see. So it's like ensuring your car is equipped for a cross-country road trip instead of just a quick jaunt to the grocery store.
Precisely. And there are different types of migrations: schema migration, data migration, version migration, and so on. Each has its own challenges and requires a specific approach to minimize downtime and data loss.
Okay, let's dive into these strategies. You mentioned blue-green deployments first. It sounds cool, but what does it actually mean?
Blue-green deployment is like having two identical houses, one where you live now, blue, and one where you will move, green. You start moving your stuff to the greenhouse while still living in the blue one. Once everything's in green and you've checked that nothing's broken, you switch, making green your new home.
Ah, so it's about having a safety net. If something goes wrong, you just stay in your old house a bit longer.
Exactly. It's all about minimizing risk. Now, another strategy is dual write migration, where applications write data to both the old and new databases simultaneously. It's a bit like texting your friends from both your old and new phones until you're sure everyone knows your new number.
Double the fun, double the complexity, I guess. Sounds tricky.
It can be, but it's worth it for critical systems that need continuous availability. Then there's change data capture, or CDC, which is like having a moving checklist that automatically checks off items as they're moved to the new house, ensuring nothing gets left behind.
Neat. And all this to avoid the "sorry, we're updating" screen. But it sounds like a lot of planning and testing goes into this.
Absolutely. Testing, monitoring, and having a solid rollback plan are key to a successful migration. It's like rehearsing a play. You need to know your lines, where to stand, and what to do if something goes wrong.
And I suppose automation plays a big role here too.
You bet. Automation, observability, and version control are like the unsung heroes of database migration. They make complex migrations manageable and help maintain sanity.
Maintain sanity? Sounds like something all of us working in tech are striving for.
Couldn't agree more. Now, before we wrap up, any lingering questions, Jamie?
Just one. Can we make database migration sound any cooler than we did today?
We can certainly try, but for now, I think we've demystified enough for our listeners to start mastering their own database migration strategies.
And with that, we're at the end of our digital road trip today. Thanks for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech world's most intriguing topics. Until next time, keep your databases dynamic and your migrations smooth.